Arthur Wallenstein was facing a crisis in Montgomery County in Maryland. He's the director of the Department of Correction and Rehabilitation there. Welcome.
Good morning.
How bad was the mental health situation in Montgomery County jails? Give us a picture of the crisis that you found there.
The crisis nature of the issue is simply the number of people with serious mental illness who are nonviolent offenders who are finding themselves incarcerated or within the criminal justice system. We're most likely much luckier and more fortunate than many other jurisdictions, but we still find that upwards of 20% of the local jail population is characterized by serious and repetitive mental illness.
And what kinds of mental illnesses do you see?
The full range of mental illness, everything that would be seen in a state psychiatric facility, a community mental health system, hospital emergency rooms. In reality, jails all across the country have become a surrogate mental health system for lack of sufficient other options in communities throughout the country. And the jails are far too easy an environment to drop chronically mentally ill people, especially those with nonviolent offenses.
So you say nonviolent offenses. Give us an example, if you would, please, of one guy that found his way into the Montgomery County Jail.
Fairly typical offense would be a whole range of public nuisance offenses, blocking entrance to business locations, to creating a visual or a sound disturbance. People try to break into their own homes where they're simply not wanted because of repetitive negative behavior over time. The police will have to engage these cases at some point. And of course, they are offenses. But the primary driving force in many of the cases is mental illness, not the criminal behavior.
What are you there at Montgomery County, Maryland, doing differently when, in fact, other facilities aren't at present available?
We have added staff for crisis intervention, assessment, screening all new admissions into the local correctional system, psychiatric nurses to handle medication maintenance and monitoring. We have added staff with our HHS partners for reentry planning, seeking to engage the community mental health system to take more of our people upon release. But I can tell you this was never anticipated 25 years ago that the jail was going to become an increasing focal point. Our goal is not to build a premier mental illness treatment system in the jail. It shouldn't be that. It should be to be part of a community mental health system where we're simply one component, not a focal point.
Finally, this would seem to be rather expensive.
It is enormously expensive, but it's also a pay-me-now or pay-me-later situation. If we don't provide quality services within the jail and there is a loss of life, a suicide, government is sued. You do it because you're certainly looking at risk avoidance, because it's humane, it's appropriate. They are here at the front door, and we must engage that population.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Arthur Wallenstein is the director of the Department of Correction and Rehabilitation in Montgomery County, Maryland.